Hi, this is Jack Vaughn talking to you today for the Talking Data podcast here on searchdatamanagement.com, and I'm joined with my colleague and executive editor, Craig Stedman. We've both been out there. You covered the PASS event recently, one of the Keystone Microsoft database events, and I was at Oracle Open World, and which had to do with applications and cloud and security, but a lot to do with databases. So we thought we'd kind of compare notes. One thing, the cloud seems to be where the database architecture is moving, and I think the question is if these big established database companies that we just mentioned, Microsoft, Oracle, if they're able to move customers there. What was your takeaway from the event you were at, Craig?
Yeah, so at PASS Summit, that was one of the big issues. Was Microsoft taking steps to try to make Azure SQL Database, it's the sort of cloud offshoot of SQL Server, more amenable to moving existing on-premises applications that are running on SQL Server, moving them to the cloud on Azure SQL Database. Issue that Microsoft has had is that was limited. The ability to do that was limited because of technical limitations in Azure SQL Database. So, for one thing, it had a 4 terabyte limit on the size of databases that you could run in Azure SQL Database, which they've now said they've done away with by a new technology called Hyperscale that basically removes the limitation on how large a database can be in Azure SQL Database. And then they also, over the past 2.5 years, developed a new technology, a new implementation of Azure SQL Database called Managed Instance that is nearly functionally equivalent to on-premises, to SQL Server, and that Rohan Kumar, who's the heads Microsoft's data platform business and then Azure data business, said should make it possible to move your mission-critical applications that are running on SQL Server to move them to Azure SQL Database in the cloud. Previously, you could run new cloud-native applications, so new applications you're developing in Azure SQL Database, but you know the ability to lift and shift your SQL Server applications was problematic. There was friction that people encountered in trying to do that.
I guess friction is a nice way of saying that didn't work. Right. And Rohan Kumar was pretty up forward in this session that you were telling me that he did say a lot of what is the Azure SQL Server on the cloud has been about new applications, not existing applications.
Right. That was right. That's basically what he said, that you could run your new applications developed specifically for the cloud, cloud native applications, but the lack of some key tools that SQL Server users are used to using, like for example the SQL Server agent job scheduler, that wasn't supported in Azure SQL Database. So the ability to take your existing applications and move them over to Azure SQL Database without making some substantial changes to the applications, which people don't want to do with their database applications. So the ability to do that without making changes to the applications was pretty limited before.
Well, I guess you could say we're seeing that in the Oracle world too, and at Oracle Open World, there's a fair emphasis on Oracle Cloud at Customer, and this is a way of sort of bringing a new architecture on-premises, really, with the idea that that's how you're going to get it to the cloud. It's not easy, in Oracle's case, with some very complex interactions with ERP and application systems to make that move. And again, it's a way to get your feet wet. There's a lot of thought that a lot of these applications have to be actually re-architected to run on the cloud efficiently or cost-efficiently or effectively. Could end up spending more, and that's not what people are looking for.
Although in Microsoft's case, they seem to be, with Azure SQL Database Managed Instance, they seem to be saying that that's not, you know, you won't have to do that. You'll be able to move your application as is to the cloud.
Both Microsoft and Oracle have bring your license offers going on, so that if you have you're with them and you have a license, you can just move that to the cloud. Again, that's a way to make things smooth.
Right. That is one facet of the managed instance offering from Microsoft, or managed instance service, is that you can use your existing, if you're moving a SQL Server application to managed instance, you can use your existing SQL Server license. There can be some sticker shock with the cost based on a session that I attended at PaaS Summit with consultant Mike Walsh of Straight Path IT Solutions. He was just going on the Microsoft website and kind of pricing out a configuration. It was for the highest end one that you could get with like 80 virtual CPUs, so a big system. But I think if I remember correctly, I think it was $150,000 right per month. So yeah, it's per month. Yes, yeah. So we're not talking about necessarily inexpensive cloud systems here. However, if you bring your own license, if you're an existing customer, so you have an existing license that you can use, you could get a discount of up to 55% off of that price.
Well, both companies are trying to move people to the cloud. It's like us going into a sales room for a cars, where what do I have to do to put you in this cloud today? It's also, Oracle likes to use the analogy of a car, because they're pushing autonomy and self-service, which I guess is going to be the next thing with cars. And I actually, you had done some Oracle coverage where you talked with a couple of individuals, Chris Foote and Brian Hayes. They were both of RDX, a DBA expert organization company, and they did talk about some of the limits of automation that maybe is being a little glossed over in some of the discussions of the autonomous database from Oracle. Do you recall any of that?
Part of the issue is that DBAs need to be able to trust that just tools like performance tuning advisor tools are giving you recommendations. You need to be able to a DBA needs to be able to trust the recommendations, to before they just implement them, because they want their Berlin. They don't want to do something that's actually going to slow down the performance of the database. So I think what they were saying is that so with something like autonomous database from Oracle, it hasn't really been proven out yet, so that they're thinking it's going to take a while before DBAs are really willing to trust what it's telling to do, or trust what it's doing itself, since it's an autonomous it's an autonomous database. Until there's more real world evidence of autonomous databases' efficacy in properly configuring, tuning, patching databases, DBAs maybe somewhat skeptical. Or just want proof, want to make sure that what it's doing is correct, is going to be for the good.
They're just making their decisions based on the experiences they've had, and things don't change overnight. It was an interesting thing at the Oracle Open World, because there were sort of a tale of two cities. When Larry Ellison would be doing the keynote, they were bringing in this year. They're announcing this year to roll out, over the next 12 months, indexing that's done automatically to make for good queries and so forth. And if you go back to client-server days, people remember these kind of things, and they might end up with one runaway queries that really hurt systems. And Ellison said, you'll never see that again. We roll out perfect queries. Whereas Andy Mendelsohn in his discussion said, we check when the new optimized indexing is done to see if it's work, and then we automatically roll it back if on a rare occasion it actually slows down rather than improves the performance.
Yeah, I will say that based on talking with the DBAs at PaaS Summit and also in advance, I will say that I think there is interest in more automated features among DBAs in their databases, because I think there can be two reactions. One is fear that their jobs are going to be eliminated, but then the second is being freed from doing sort of the basic manual repetitive, mundane tasks like patching a database, being able to focus on, you know, higher level, maybe more interesting, or work that they might see as more interesting, like performance tuning, or at least working with a tool like Autonomous Database to make sure that the performance tuning is accurate, but also working with developers to make sure that they're writing efficient queries that are going to run well against the database, that kind of things. I think people like the promise of having more automation at the in their database systems. At least the people I've talked to, there may also be people out there who just want to patch a database and they're concerned about their jobs going away.
Yeah. Oracle's push was much towards the C-suite going in there and saying we can reduce your DBA needs. Analyst Merv Adrian, who I spoke with, said he knew of people that had hundreds of databases and they had four or five people spending their day patching, and neither the DBAs nor the C-suite people want to see that when there's a lot else to do.
So we'll see, we'll see where that goes. Like I said, I think it's even for Autonomous Database, it's early on. Microsoft does provide, in the Azure SQL Database, does, it can do patching for customers, say, and, configuration. Some of the DBAs who I spoke with at past summit were talking about that was one alluring part of going to the cloud, is being able to handle, not having to do those kind of things.
Well, it's been interesting to watch. When the cloud started, the major thing people said was, well, it's not secure. I'm never going to put my data there. And now we find databases pretty central to the discussions of cloud.
One thing I'd say, based on being at Past Summit, is that the Microsoft users are maybe a little more inclined to go to the cloud, or at least a little more sold on the Azure cloud than maybe Oracle users are sold on the Oracle cloud.
Maybe it's more fully developed. It seemed to be a manifest for the company earlier than it was for Oracle.
Right. There's a lot of uncertainty for Oracle. Is its cloud really going to be able to compete with, primarily with Amazon Web Services cloud, but then also with Azure and the Google Cloud Platform as the second and third, vendors in the market. So.
Well, the big gorilla has been Amazon, and it has a conference coming up at the end of the month. We'll be looking at that. I think Amazon's come out with quite a variety of databases and machine learning tools, and we've really seen that spur on both Oracle and Microsoft. So we'll getting towards the end of the year here. Also, the end of the podcast. It's been nice being able to be together.
Sure. More to come based on the Amazon conference.
So thanks, folks, and that's Amazon reInvent. We thank everyone for being with us today on the Talkin' Data podcast. Look forward to having you with us next time.